Hi, I'm Patrick, and welcome to Mind What You Think. In today's episode, I will be journeying a bit deeper into my topic of how men suffer in silence. Like all my podcast episodes, I believe in sharing my own personal experiences with the hope and goal that it can help someone going through something similar. So today, I will be talking a little bit more about my own suffering in silence. The World Health Organization published their 2019 Global Health Estimate Suicide Report on June 16, 2021. The report gives a breakdown of suicide rates per country. It stated that in South Africa, there were 13,774 suicides reported in 2019. However, it provides something even more shocking. 10,861 were men, while 2,913 were women. A clear indication that men suffer in silence until they feel so hopeless and the only way out or the only solution becomes suicide. After reading that, I came across the SADC, South African Depression and Anxiety Group's website. Scrolling through the information on their website on the 10th of May 2022, I came across a questionnaire that asked the following. For more than 2 weeks, have you, number one, felt sad, down, or miserable most of the time? Number two, lost interest or pleasure in most of your usual activities? It then suggested that if you answered yes to either of these questions, that you complete the symptom checklist. Scary enough, I answered yes to both questions and decided to complete their system checklist. The checklist listed behaviors, thoughts, feelings, and physical symptoms. The question is asked at the end, what does my score mean? If you score 3 or more of the symptoms, you probably have a depressive illness. My score was as follows. For behaviors, I answered yes to 4 out of the 6 questions. For thoughts, I answered yes to 3 out of the 5 questions. For feelings, I answered yes to 6 out of the 10 questions. For physical, I answered yes to 4 out of the 6 questions. It said on the checklist that 3 or more is cause for concern. I not only reached 3, shocking as it was to me, I managed to answer yes to 17 out of the 27 symptoms. clear indication of how I have been suffering in silence. So many times we think of someone with depression and you picture someone walking around with a sad face, walking around with a frown on their face. Before doing the questionnaire, before doing the checklist, I've already felt before that I was going into some or the other sort of depression. However, I can guarantee you this, that not many of my friends, family, or people that I interact with on a daily basis would have picked up on it. As I always have a smile on my face, and like so other many men, I too, when asked, "How are you? How are you feeling?" will always answer, "I'm okay. I'm good. I'm well." Even if I'm not. So I'm not sure how other people are when that are facing depression. But for me, it was so easy having that smile on my face. And the reason for that is that as men, society has dictated and taught us that a man should not show his emotions, his feelings. Society has dictated that a man who shows his feelings or his emotions is not a man, he's a weakling. My message out there for my fellow men that are facing depression, that are facing so many other struggles in their lives, that are always having to just say, "I'm okay," even when they're not, because of fear of being judged. My message for you is, my brother, you are not alone. You cannot do this alone. So many times I know you feel as though the weight of the world is upon your shoulders. You feel like your whole world is crumbling. I do know that feeling. And what I want to tell you is, speak out before it's too late. Open up and talk and be honest about how you feel. I know that many men don't do this because of a fear that not only a stranger, but even their own friends, their own companions, their own family would possibly judge them for opening up, for speaking how they feel, for showing their emotions. So the next time you ask a man, "How are you? How are you feeling?" and he answers, "I'm okay," or he opens up and tell you really how he's feeling, don't judge him. Be there. Support him. We really need to speak up, my brothers. And therefore, I just want to leave you with this last thought, that you are not alone. You are not a weakling for really saying how you honestly feel and what you are going through. So let us break the cycle. Let us break the norm of a man always just saying, I am okay, because he fears of getting judged for opening up and for saying how he really feels. The world, society, your family, your friends, even if they see you as a weakling for opening up and sharing how you're feeling and what you're going through, my brother, I salute you for doing it. The fact that you took that big step of not just saying I'm okay, but actually saying how you really are and what you're going through, makes you one of the bravest people in the world. So my brothers, keep on moving, and just remember, you are not alone.